I'm actually not in favor of extending rights, but in taking away rights. And the rights that I want to take away are, I don't think it's, no one has the right to destroy a river. No one has the right to pollute the air. No one has a right to take away another's food. And the difference is, somebody came up to me afterwards and said, well, that's fine, but what difference does that really make? I mean, it's just a linguistic thing. And I thought about it for a minute, and then the person actually used the example of what's the difference between a woman saying, I have the right to not be raped, and a woman saying to a man, you have no right to rape me. And that's suddenly when it became clear to me that the difference is absolutely crucial. And the crucial difference is that saying, I have the right to bodily integrity, or I have the right to clean water, or whatever, keeps the focus on us, and we're not the problem. And the focus needs to be shifted to the abuser. The abuser has no right to perpetrate the abuse. And it's absolutely in line with abusive dynamics to keep the focus on the victim in that way. And it is really important developmentally for, you know, a person at some point, you know, if they're having a lot of therapy, it may be really important developmentally for them to say, if they're in an abusive relationship, for them to say, I have the right to be treated well. But once again, that's maintaining the focus. And then when they get further in the therapy, it can become appropriate to say, you have no right to treat me this way. And that makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, that has nothing to do with what you're saying, but I think about that a lot in terms of rights. The right to education actually doesn't fit with that, but you could say, you know, they have no right to deny education. But it's a really, really important thing that no one has the right to destroy land base. I strongly believe that they should close the border to Mexico. I very strongly believe that on one condition, which is you close it not only to people, but to the movement of resources. Because if you say that you want to close it to people but not resources, what you're saying, well, one of the things you're saying is you're a racist asshole. But another thing you're saying is, I don't want you, but I want the coffee that's grown on the land that used to be yours. Because why is this migration taking place? And I mean, it's not taking place because suddenly a bunch of people from Guatemala decide they want to take an eco-tour of the strawberry fields in the San Joaquin Valley. It's because the communities are being destroyed and through the theft of land. And so that's my take on it is, I mean, it's really clear. I mean, you don't want those people moving up here. Well, then don't steal those people's land. Pretty simple solution. And this is one of the great things about being a writer is that I get to win every argument, you know, because I sound really smart. Like all the conversations that take place in my books, you know, it's just, you know, somebody says something and then I say something really smart back. That's not how it happened. What happened is they said something and I'm like, wow. Okay. And then like 2 months later, it's like, oh, there's what I should have said. And then I call them up and I say something and then they give me the next sentence immediately. I'm like, oh. And then, you know, 2 months later. Okay, so anyway, what I realized a little bit later was that what I wish I would have said is, thank you for precisely articulating the problem, which is the belief that any human life, including my own, is more important than the land base. That is precisely the problem.
1, 2, 3, 4. Coal fires burning, deforestation, cookie cutter houses, no reparation. Cars everywhere, highways, asphalt, pop cans, strip mining, extracting cobalt. Industrial civilization
is a pyramid scheme.
Industrial civilization
is a pyramid scheme.
Just waiting for the benefits to be seen. Pasture pigeons, sea turtles, prairie dogs, dodo, red wolf, black bear, bald eagle, buffalo, no habitat extinction, bison, salmon. Millions of species are gone. Industrial civilization
is a pyramid scheme.
Industrial civilization
is a pyramid scheme.
Just waiting for the benefits to be seen. Rich folks like stealing all the resources. Pouring global south off, feeling it the worst. Promises, we'll get our share. The planet we live on gets stripped bare. Industrial civilization
is a pyramid scheme.
Industrial civilization
is a pyramid scheme.
Just waiting for the benefits to be seen. Just waiting for the benefits to be seen. Just waiting for the benefits to be seen. Just waiting for the benefits to be seen.
Waiting.